Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carl from, where am I from? I am from Deviant Legion Network and, of course, films and stuff. But today we're going to be doing music where I'm subbing for TC and Rock Discount Radio. And what we're going to do today is we're going to do songs by both new artists and recently featured artists from my show last week. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pair them together, do one new song, a new artist, and one old artist that I featured last week. And we're going to start off with a singer by the name of Foy Vance. He is Irish, though you would not know that from when you hear the voice, and I'll tell you a little more about him when we get back. And here we go. This is Hard Work from Foy Vance.
Baby wants a diamond ring. Baby wants everything.
Would you believe he's Irish? And would you also believe he was discovered by, okay, you might want to strap in on this, Ed Sheeran. Okay, and he supported Ed Sheeran in all of his tours. This guy is a hell of a lot better than Ed Sheeran. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, so there you go. Boy bands. Now, we're going to follow that up with Rhiannon Giddens. And if you don't remember last week, she did a wonderful song called Hey Baby, and it sounded very, very much in Appalachian, you know, sort of that type of folk music. And she is a folk singer. However, this particular song, you wouldn't believe that. This is the song called She's Got You by Rhiannon Giddens. And it would be nice if I hit the right button.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing she's got you. I've got the record that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, the record, she's got you. I've got no memory, or has it got me? I really don't know, but I know that it won't let me be. I've got your
I mean, that takes you back to the 60s, man. Dusty Springfield. That's really something. That shows, you know, the breadth of what Rhiannon can do. I mean, it's amazing. So we're going to move on here, and we're going to go to J.J. Gray and Mofro. And J.J. Gray and Mofro are out of Jacksonville, Florida, signed on to Fat City Records in 2001. Damn good Southern Soul. That's where Mofro comes out, Mofo and Fro. Okay, you can figure it out. And here we go, J.J. Gray and Mofro. And this is The Sweetest Thing.
Yeah.
So just so you know, that's a 2020 release, which you just listened to. So, I mean, one of the things in doing this show is hearing music that's, you know, influenced by the 60s and 70s, which is when I grew up. And it's still out there. And that is one of the great things about discovering all this music on YouTube Music. And again, I've got to give Rachel Elaine props for that. Okay, so there you go. That is J.J. Gray. And I thought what we would do here is go with the other J.J. from last week, and that would be J.J. Wild, who did a song, a really good rocker last week of The Rush. This is a song by J.J. Wild called Someone Under You, okay? And you can guess what this is about. Of Alanis Morissette lives on in J.J. Wild. If you remember last week, I talked about her, and she basically swept the Canadian Music Awards and was named Best Artist. And the last woman who did that, of course, in Canada was Alanis Morissette. So that's J.J. Wild. So here we go. New band. This is the Steel Woods, and this is a country band founded by Jason Roddy Cope, who unfortunately passed away in 2021. They live on. They've been recording since 2017. This is a 2023 release, from the Seal Woods. This is called The Devil's in the Holler. And here we go. Hold on just a second. Can I get there? When you do this all yourself, you got to go like through four screens. Give me a break. All right, here we go. Devil in the Holler, Seal Woods.
Let's go.
Woods have two Grammy nominations behind them. They've also toured in support of artists like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Dwight Yoakam, and Miranda Lambert. And they're based out of Nashville. When I move down to Memphis, you can bet I'll be looking for them. That's a hell of a song. So we're going to follow that one up with the Sheepdogs. And the Sheepdogs is a band that I have fallen in love with. If you remember last week, I featured a song of theirs called I've Got a Hole in My Heart. And this one is called Scarborough Street Bite. And this one rocks like a motherfucker. So here you go. Scarborough Street Bite Fight by the Sheepdogs. Try saying that three times fast. I'm not even going to try.
I'm
You know, that reminds me so much of like Sugarloaf from the 70s. Again, you'll find that a lot of the stuff that I like harkens back to that period of time, maybe the 60s soul and 80s new wave. And so those were my periods of really listening to music. And there, it's wonderful that we're hearing bands that also have those influences. So that is the Sheepdogs. Now, we're going to change it up here a little bit. We're going to go with a band, with a gentleman that we featured last week also, which is Tyler Childers. Last week he did a song called, what was the name of that? White House Road. And now we've got a song very much gospel influenced. And this is called Way of the Triune God by Tyler Childers.
Give me that old time screaming and shouting. Go up, tell it on the mountain. Faith too strong to be left out in the way of the triune God.
God, let's find Tyler Childers. That is just a tremendous little song. I love that song. Okay, and we're going to follow that one up with Shane Smith and the Saints. So they are from Austin, Texas, and they were formed in 2011. And their debut album was recorded in Texas, and that was released in 2013. They are currently touring. And this is a song called All I See Is You. And of course, here we go.
Storms running through the Midwest, like a bandit out on the loose. And all the clouds are black as nightfall, but all I see is you. And rain pouring through the window panes and the cracks of this room. Teeth boiling from the spout of the pot, but all I see is you. Night in Salt Lake City, where the snow fell down too soon. The people laughed and howled from their fears, but all I could see was you. And I remember our first night abroad, the sun traded ships with the moon. There was a lot to take in for some eyes from East Texas, but all I could see was you. All I ever see is you. I'll make my way to the doctor one day when my eyes don't work like they should. Just read the letters from large town to small. Like a bandit out on the loose. And all the clouds are black as nightfall, but all I see is you. And rain's pouring through the window pane and the cracks of this roof. Teeth boiling from the spout of the pot, but all I see is you. Is all I ever see.
Shane Smith, All I See Is You. We're going to move on here quickly to Daniel Kahn. This is Inner Emigration. We featured Daniel Kahn last week with the Butcher Share. The one thing I want to do is have everybody listen to the words, and I'm going to talk about this song after it's done. This is Inner Emigration by Daniel Kahn. And yes, get out your Jewish yarmulkes here.
prepare yourself to swallow all your diamonds and your rings and all your ticky shiny windy things. Don't scare yourself, the photos in the newspapers are blurred. The radio is broadcasting a word. Beware yourself, your neighbors aren't neighbors anymore. They're leaning with a glass against your door. Take care of yourself and hoist into the air your disbelief. Just go ahead and give yourself relief. Get ready for your inner emigration. Get ready to be alien inside. Consider all your social obligations. The borders are your foreign order bride. You won't ever have to leave your nation. You won't ever have to even try. Just make a secret inner emigration, and you won't ever have to say goodbye. Well, Hannah was at home in the Berlin cabarets of 32. But in 33 the weather turned and the brown shirts all turned loose, and the rumors, they were bad. Her sozi lover Alex was getting scared. He heard that his name was on a list for having red friends and brown hair. He wanted to get out. And Hannah could have gone with him to his family in Ukraine. But instead she took a walk out in the rain through her Berlin and thought about how this weather it would pass and how things had always worked out in the past. She made a kind of inner emigration. She started to feel alien inside. From all the social marginalization, her sense of place was starting to be tried. But she couldn't bear abandoning her nation. She didn't want it all to pass her by. So people make their inner emigration, till one by one they have to say goodbye. Sasha had heard about the emigratia, and the talk wasn't just in the family anymore, but in the Kharkiv streets there was a kind of thaw. "We're going home," said old Tominski when he filed his application to leave, and Anya already had family in Tel Aviv. But Sasha didn't know. 200 years among Slavs being called Hebrews, he knew they'd only be called Russians among Jews. And then on the Prospekt Lenina autobus, he heard the Siminskis lost their apartment and were denied their pass. The weather seemed like it was never going to pass. He chose to make an inner emigration. He chose to keep his alien inside. With all the bureaucratic frustrations, he chose to keep his status bona fide. And what's the bother finding a new nation? A border isn't art, it's just a frame. Make a secret inner emigration. The Holy Land and exile are the same. Anat was a Sabra, the daughter of a Sephardic kibbutznik nurse and a Yekke lawyer from Bonn. She fell in love with Kais, born at a PLO refugee camp in southern Lebanon and then married in Cyprus. He almost got arrested living with her family in Ramat Gan. She tried wrapping her hair and serving coffee with his family in Hebron. But that didn't work either. They thought about leaving to live with her cousin David in Brooklyn. But he and his boyfriend Patrick wanted to get married and were maybe moving to Berlin. So she went to the Yafo beach and stared at the sea and thought about how someday all of this would pass. If she could only find someone to help Kais pass. So should she make an inner emigration? Tell me what you think she should decide. Considering the couple's situation, she'd be better off as someone else's bride. But she and he comprise a kind of nation, the kind we build inside when we're alone. But if they just make inner emigration, then they'll only have a home when they're at home. Yourself. What does all this have to do with you? How does your experience ring true? You aware yourself, you aren't suffering anyone's regime. You're free to follow every little dream. Be fair to yourself. You needn't be oppressed to feel alone. You don't have to be driven from your home. To spare yourself from feeling like a part of the control. With an internal diplomatic role. Immigration, then everything will only go to hell.
Wow. That is one hell of a song, one hell of a message. It's, if you've noticed, the song is in three parts, dealing with the Nazis and then the State of Israel and today. And what he's saying basically is, you have, if you hold on to the people you love and that sort of thing, a country is going to try to break you up, but you have to make that inner immigration to hold on to what you have. And I think that's true of all of us. You know, it's certainly me in certain ways and all of us who feel like we're outsiders. So that is Daniel Cohen. And that, of course, is inner immigration. Now we're going to go to a band called Statesboro Review, and I'll tell you more about them when we come back. And this is called Undone.
Double share. Ain't much fun, but I'm a money hungry son of a gun. It ain't no easy living off the land, but God bless me with the two strong hands. I know there'll be no big dreams, just got a family that depends on me, and I won't let them down with certainty. But every once in a while I like to have a good time. Every once in a while I need to just unwind. I need a little time on the bottle, time for myself, tired of only living for everybody else. I need a hill country group, anything to take away the working members. I need a time on me, time on you, doing everything that you want to do. It ain't nobody business when my hitch is done. Tonight, I'm gonna have some fun. And tonight, I'm gonna come undone. Stripping fish, I'm out in the sticks. I'm just a derrick man working up here. I need a little blood and a sugar look, 24 hours till I'm out of this mud. I got no degree, no big dreams, just got a family that depends on me, and I won't let them down with certainty. But every once in a while I like to have a good time. Yeah, every once in a while I need to just unwind. I need a little time on the bottle, time for myself, tired of only living for everybody else. I'm needing more than a few, anything to take away these working members. I need a time on me, time on you, doing everything that you want to do. It ain't nobody business, my hitch is done. Yeah, tonight. Tonight, I'm gonna come undone.
willing to take away these working man blues. I need a
time on the bottle, time for myself, time of only living for everybody else. I need a hill country crew, anything to take away these working man blues. I need a time on me, time on you, do everything that you want to do. It ain't nobody business when my hitch is done. Yeah, tonight
Statesboro Review. It looks like they're a one album wonder. They put out an album that this is off of called two albums, Different Kind of Light, and then Ramble on Privileged Creek, which was released in 2013. That's what this song is from. Damn good song, but unfortunately it doesn't look like they're doing much now. They were from Texas. Austin, actually. So another Austin band today. But, you know, that's a damn good song. And hopefully the singer, frontman, Stuart Mann, will have another band out there. So there you go. Stuart Mann and the Statesboro Review. Now we're going to continue here with Jamiroquai. Now Jamiroquai we featured last week. And that song, I just have to look it up here, was Virtual Insanity. And this one is called All Right. And we're going back to Stevie Wonderland because I'm telling you, this guy sounds so much like Stevie Wonder, it's not even funny. This is Jamiroquai and All Right.
Thank you.
Again, I'm just amazed at how much he sounds like Stevie Wonder. You can tell me if I'm wrong and that sort of thing. But, man, that goes back to the 70s songs in the Key of Life. Just fucking great song. Now we're going to keep going back to Austin, Texas. Usually it's Canada, TC, but today it's Austin, Texas. And this band, Uncle Lucius, was basically Austin's jam band. And they broke up, and they started in 2005, broke up in 2018, and now they're back touring. And that's because the leader had vocal surgery, and that would be Kevin Galloway, and the rest of the band is Mike Carpenter on guitar, Josh Greco on drums, Johnny Grossman on piano, and Nigel Fry and bass player. So there you go. And they've released 4 albums, and they've got a new one coming out in 2023. And this is a song. Give me a moment. This is a song called Ain't It the Same by Uncle Lucius.
I got into a fist fight on a $5 bill. Now I got the raiment. 6 months on the hill, ain't it the same? Ain't it the same? They cut my hair last winter. Ain't it the same? Used to have a woman and 2 more on the side. Now I got all 3, try to close line my heart, ain't it the same? Ain't it the same? They cut my hair left with her. Ain't it the same? Went to call on my preacher, but there was no one there. So I drank a pot of whiskey and fell down.
Uncle Lucius, and it's a great little tune. Nice, short, and sweet, man. Good tune. And they're a jam band, and it was only 2 minutes and 17 seconds. Go figure. But we're going to keep going here with a new artist, Paul Coffin. And yes, we're still in Texas, but at least we're in East Texas now, not Central. And he... one of the nice things I noticed about him is his paternal grandfather went to school with Hank Williams. So there you go. He's got well, maybe not in his blood, but certainly in his thing. He is country. And let me tell you something. The name of the song, well, you'll understand here. Not only is Paul Coffin country, he is country as fuck.
I'm a shade tree mechanic, got a one-ton truck. I drink a 30-pack a day, cause I'm country as fuck. Call me Little Nas, call me Tim McGraw. Not a moment too soon, I had horses in the stall. I go to Piggly Wiggly, call out on my CB. Still a VCR and Jimmy Ricketts to my TV. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. I was 2 years old when I shot my first rabbit. Only got one hat, if you touch it then you die. Unless you're blonde, you can dance and cinch your hog tie. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. Damn son, if I don't catch a jerk, I'm old summer white scum. Cause I'm country, living it up. Riding Moorland on a 83 Texoma. I was driving tractors before we got sexy. Real cowboys don't rock the Kenny Chesney. Catfish and skinny dipping bonfires, guitars. Willie Nelson candy on the summer sun shooting guns. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. I ain't gotta sell my soul if I want it, then I grab it. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit, damn son. I'm about to catch a jet by a Yeti for me club. Start a new religion, beat the system. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. If you bump into me, I'ma always say sorry. Candy painted Harley, beer pong at the party. All the girls are wild, yeah, country girls are rowdy. Hot dog, holly golly, dag nabbit. Damn son, I'm country.
Paul Coffin, and just a really fine song. I love the line about Kenny Chesney, and that's one of the reasons I really like this song. Is he doesn't spare anyone, you know. But he started with a band called Sons of Fathers in 2016. He released his first solo record, My Gospel, on Lightning Rod Records. And he records in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And he's got three albums out. Check him out, man. He's really, really good. So we're going to continue with the Headstones. Now, the Headstones, I featured last week. And that would be a song, where are they? Called Settle. And this one is very interesting. Expect something just maybe a little weird for this. This one is called For Your Consideration. And it's a short song. It's only a little over 2 minutes. So check this one out. This is For Your Consideration by the Headstones. Good rocker here.
It's so hard.
Okay, that was a little weird, but I like that. Okay, going from hard punk into whatever that was, I give him credit. That was very cool. And Settle, if you remember last week, was one hell of a song. So check them out. They seem to have a good sense of humor, and I like them a lot. And that's the Headstones. We're going to go on here with the Boston band that we featured last week, a new ska type of band called Bim Scalabim. And last week we featured them with the song Pete Needs a Friend. And this one is Golden Arm by Bim Scalabim.
Thank you.
And that is Bim Skelebim, Golden Arm. Very, very much reggae ska. A little different than our last song that we featured from them, Pete Needs a Friend, which was more humorous. But this one is solid. And I think this band definitely needs to listen to. Okay, now we're going to go to a band called the Blue Aeroplanes. So they're an English band. They are our oldest band tonight. They started out in 1981, and their first album was in 1984. They are still touring. They are still recording. And they consist of a pair of brothers, Gerald and John Langley, and another gentleman by the name of Wojciech Dymaczewski. And to be honest, I am a sucker for a Kinks cover. And this is a cover of a Kinks song that is very, very obscure. Okay, and this is Big Sky. Now, I do have to apologize a little bit for the recording and sound quality. This was the only thing I could find on it. But here we go. This is Big Sky by Blue Aeroplanes. Sucker for a Kinks remake. I love the Kinks, as everyone knows. And that is actually one of my favorite songs of theirs. So there you go. That's the Blue Aeroplanes. We're going to keep continuing here with our last two songs. So we're almost done here, folks. So we're going to feature a band, another English band, called The Heavy. And they were formed in 2007. And you've got Kelvin Swaby on lead vocals, Dan Taylor on guitar, Spencer Page on bass guitar, and Chris Elu on drums. And Swahey and Taylor became friends in 1998 when they bonded over vintage R&B music and Jim Jarmusch films. So you could tell already, I'm going to like this band. So the other thing, too, it is an integrated band. The lead singer is black. The rest of the people are white or Caucasian, let's put it that way. And this is a hell of a song. It's called What Makes a Good Man? And this is The Heavy. Moment, let me get there. Here we go.
Tell me now.
Hear more from this band. We're down to our last song, and as many of you know, TC has not been here the last 2 weeks now. He had originally wanted to go to band to a couple concerts, but he's been having some health problems. Now, I've known TC for 50 years. I know it's scary. He doesn't want to admit that, and actually neither do I, but it's the truth. And I've known him for a long time, and I know who he is and how he looks at things. And this last song by the Great Big Sea is dedicated to him. Now, we featured them last week with the Kinks cover, Have a Cup of Tea, and they're from Newfoundland. But this is a song called Road to Ruin. And this one is for you, TC. And if you're listening, call in. We'll talk about it afterwards. Here we go. Road to Ruin by Great Big C.
Meet me in the morning, I'll be happy as a clown. You'll just be getting up, and I'll still be getting down. The band is getting tired, but they don't give a damn. So blow the girls a kiss and give the boys a hand. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. The later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. In my pocket, a bucket in the well. But Saturday was Sunday, and I could hear the bell. Deliver me from evil, forgiveness and for love. You're heading for confession, and I'm heading to the pub. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. Later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. Met me in the corner, now I'm moving in. I thought I'd take me chance, but I took one on the chin. I finally got her number, she wrote it on a cup. But I phoned her in the morning and I woke her, brought her up. She told me Jesus said that I'd go straight to hell. She's following his footsteps, I'm following my nose. We're heading for the same place, I'll see you down the road. Oh, you can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. But later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, we're on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road,
and look who's here, it's PC.
Yeah, you got a little rockabilly for me in there.
Yeah.
European rockabilly. Fantastic stuff. That was a great song. I loved it. I loved your whole show. Let me tell you this.
Okay.
I liked listening, just laying back on the couch and listening to every song you played. And just phenomenal. Just phenomenal. That has to have been the best almost 2 hours I spent so long. It was just nice to close my eyes and just get away. There's a couple of bands I do want to mention. Statesboro Review. Do those guys sound like they're from New Orleans or what?
Man. Tell me about it.
They really had that sound to them. And you said they're from Texas. I'm like, well, all right. But
they're
boy,
from
they
East Texas. They are East Texas,
yeah.
So they're near Louisiana.
Yeah, so they got that little bit of Cajun rock to them. Very good. Now the Daniel Cohen song.
Yeah.
Was that? Do you think that might have been like a second song, picking up where he left off with the first song, or? You take him
I don't think so. He's pretty political in terms of not being on one side or the other, okay? He sort of like looks at it, you know, from afar, and I'm obsessed with this guy. I mean, I've listened now to all three albums he put out. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I mean, he's not trying to lean you one way or another.
No,
he's just going right down the middle and saying, this is the way it is. It's fantastic. And I just think you came up with some great good people. Man, you turned me into a Sheepdogs fan big time. And I think I mentioned before that Randy, when he's been on my show, he's played the Headstones before, and he's a huge Headstones fan. So, you know, it's great that we're able to play people like that, you know, give them more exposure, especially
Absolutely.
On your end, you know. These are bands that you normally would just not even listen to, but they're really...
Well, you know, absolutely. And again, I have to give Rachel all the credit in the world because they got me on the YouTube Premium, and then I started listening to YouTube music, and it's opened up all sorts of doors for me.
Oh, sure.
Just
absolutely.
Seriously.
Props, sir. Hey, what do you got going on for us this week?
Not a damn thing. Not anything.
Really?
We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of stuff brewing, but nothing set in stone yet. I've been talking to. I will tell you one thing that is happening, and it starts in January. Okay, and that is Joe Black, filmmaker. That's been on the show. He's also very good friends with L.A. Gould. And he and I are going to be doing a whole series for the whole year, one a month, of L.A. Gould movies from the 1970s. And we're doing commentary
fantastic.
Watches. Okay?
Oh, that's great.
And then another thing that's going to happen is we're doing Don Killian's going to be on hopefully this week, maybe next week, and we're doing a commentary watch of Willow Creek, which is a Bigfoot movie. He was just down in Natchez, Mississippi, and they had the big Bigfoot festival down there, which he co-hosted. So we're going to be doing that. Of course,
so
coming up, we got December.
Information.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And we got December coming up, and of course that is Christmas time. So I was talking to Vicky, and we'll let Vicky do one normal Christmas music commentary watch, and then I know that I have a number of things I want to do too. So we'll be doing lots of that. I'm sure we'll have an anti-Christmas playlist like we always do. There'll be a number of things, and of course. Coming up in the middle of the month, I'm going to be moving down to Memphis, Tennessee. So, it's going to be a busy month.
A hell of a month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tomorrow I go see an oncologist about scheduling a biopsy.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works out all week for me. Friday night, which is December 1st, I am supposed to see Lucas Nelson in A Promise of the Real. Now, Lucas Nelson is Willie Nelson's son. I've seen him before. We'll see how I feel. It's at Stage AE, so weather pending and all that. And it's Saturday. I turn 66. And Sunday, I will be back with Rock This Town Radio with TC and a little older, and we got it covered. It's all cover bands, some great songs that are covered by great bands. And you might know them, you might not know them, but they're wonderful band songs. And after that, the next week, I'm going to do Fly! Exclamation point. All songs about flying. And then I'm getting into my Christmas Eve. There's one other one in between. Christmas Eve. I'm on. And it'll be Ho, Ho, Ho. It's all repeats from last year because I love the playlists I had last year. So, and then... Well, actually, the week before that will be 2023 bands I saw, bands that were new to us on my show. First time I ever played their songs. We'll bring them back. And at the end of the year, New Year's Eve will be 23 and looking forward to 24. So December is going to be a busy month for me too. Mr. Moving on. Yeah, man. Shooting
so,
right down
so
there around stacks.
Bring up. Just to bring up very, you know, I dedicated that last song to you. And the reason
yes,
I dedicated that
I
last song
it.
Is we had a conversation not too long ago. And I've known you for a number of years. And if that isn't your attitude,
yeah.
you know, fuck you attitude, then I'm definitely
just
don't know.
Just kick it right in the ass. Yeah, just kick it right in the ass.
Exactly.
Nothing's going to take me down, man. So, but I really appreciate your show tonight was wonderful. Last week was wonderful. Man, you are always, forever, my guest host. I can't make it. You're the man. You betcha.
Well, you know, I mean, it goes back for 45 years with us. It goes back to college.
Yeah, yep, it sure does. We've been on the same page since day one. So
yeah, you know, because you know, we were doing the music shows, and I said, well, he worked with me, you know, in college. Let's get TC on, and then you know, Rachel fell in love with you, and I gave you your own show, and you've been doing. We're up to what 90 shows now.
New Year's Eve will be number 88.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Not counting ones that you stepped in and everything, but that I've personally done will be 88. I think 85 is coming up or something like that. But, yeah, it's been incredible. I'll tell you what, man, this is something that keeps me going. It really does. It keeps me going. I don't care if anybody's listening or not. I just have such a wonderful time putting it together and playing it all. You know, I know people do, but people love it. But, yeah, hey, it's for me, man. So
I need to tell you one other thing. I just got a message from Lori, and she says, that was a perfect dedication song to TC.
Oh, man.
So
that's
she agreed.
Okay. Yeah, she just sent me a message, too. So I'll probably talk to her afterwards, and I'll give you a call afterwards, too. So
all right, man.
Finish your shit up, and I'll talk to you in a little bit, buddy.
Well, it's time to finish my shit up, which I actually – never mind. So here we go. We're going to say good night, everyone. Thank you for listening. And, Lori, thank you very much for the message. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you later. Take care. Good night.